Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second, the right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third, the first baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Cuzzava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Cuzzava. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. There goes Philly. The throw from Swift to Lapon, and Philly is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Malone and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Cuzzava settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Cuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuzava hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon bunts towards the mound. Cuzava fields it and throws to first for the out. Hutchinson moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hutchinson moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuzava has Hutchinson trapped. He runs over and tags Hutchinson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Malone for a passed ball. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Appling reaches second base with a double. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostrowski takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Hutchinson moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. Lepon moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to third. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lepon scores. Pretty moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell scores. Mullen moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Billy Pierce now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hutchinson. Philly moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kell. Philly scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Michaels moves to second. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski is walked intentionally. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Michaels moves to third. Ostrowski moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone takes first base on ball 4. Michaels scores. Ostrowski moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ostrowski scores. Carrasquel moves to third. Malone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Hal White now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry pinch runs for Bob Swift. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Robinson now catching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Michaels trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Majeski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Appling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ostrowski hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Malone hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Don Callaway pinch hits for Hal White. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Paul Calvert now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.